Welcome to Alive and Active Life, broadcasting encouragement to live your daily life with God's help and inspiration to reach for more of God by faith. Join Brenda Wolf for today's practical insights.
You've seen it in a parking lot, or even on your driveway, perhaps in a community park. A tiny, green, fragile-looking plant pushes up through pavement, concrete, or asphalt as it reaches for the sun. That's power, and it's impressive. In fact, it's a good picture of willpower, a skill you need every day. Many people have lost this critical skill. At the same time, others break through concrete on their way to healthy living. Thankfully, willpower is a skill you can pick up again anytime. Last episode, Upended, we talked about willpower. But let's explore how willpower helps you each day in everything you do. What is willpower? Many of us think about willpower when sticking to a diet or exercise program. Others think of reserve needed to get through a difficult season in life. Sometimes a person may call on willpower to finish strenuous requirements of an educational or professional pursuit. Equally, some draw from their storehouse of willpower to manage depression or ongoing health problems. Regardless, willpower is required to succeed. It helps you survive and thrive. Incidentally, this is true in both good times and bad. Consequently, it's important to develop skill to apply willpower. Strength does not come from physical capacity. It comes from an indomitable will. That's something Mahatma Gandhi said. Indomitable means unconquerable and unyielding. Remarkably, willpower is a key component God wove into human design. Sadly, being skillful at engaging this element of original design is a lost skill for some people. However, don't panic. Just like riding a bike, you can pick it up again. Subsequently, let's consider helpful synonyms. If you look up will in the dictionary, here are some synonyms: determination, motivation, drive, resolve, backbone, spirit, self-control, attitude, character, decision, desire, discipline, passion, and power. Impressive! With those kinds of words describing a person's will, it appears you can do whatever you put your mind to. So what is willpower? Willpower is an energy that flows from your inner power center. Remarkably, this God-created center is given to each person. Did you know you have a power center? Additionally, did you know your power center is replenished with an eternal flow from God's personal power center? That is, if you connect with Him. Essentially, if a person is plugged into God correctly, they have endless power available every day. And incidentally, since life can get pretty difficult, this is important. You know how it is. Problems get complicated. Relationships can get dicey. Stress mounts. Energy drain is continual. You get discouraged and you get tired. Nevertheless, Scripture promises you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you, from Philippians 4:13. One translation puts it this way: I can do everything God asks me to with the help of Christ, who gives me the strength and power. Incidentally, what does God ask you to do? According to 1 Timothy 6 verse 3, to simply follow the sound words, or as the footnote says, the healthy words of the Lord Jesus and His teachings. Now, that's an excellent start to apply willpower. Let's talk about the skill part of willpower. If your life is like mine, you need strength, energy, vision, creativity, basically a good source of ongoing power to live well each day. Since you have many balls to keep in the air, decisions to make, results to ensure, and responsibilities, you must learn the skill of using your willpower well. Many things happen outside your control, which makes living even more challenging. Honestly, the only thing you have full control over is your will. Subsequently, you need to get good at applying your willpower. Truly, you should use it all the time to exercise quite a number of things. Here are some examples. Control over words in a stressful conversation. Next responses when a situation turns direction unexpectedly. Endurance to get through a difficult life season. Balance for healthy choices of diet, exercise, rest, and time management. The privilege of getting into God's Word every day. Wisdom and discernment to get God's Word into you. Positive perspective that keeps you out of a victim mentality. Healthy attitudes and a can-do approach. And finally, appropriate boundaries to keep the good in and the bad out. That's a list of some things that it really takes will, and you need to exercise. It takes skill to do those things each day. And willpower gives you options. Actually, because God is the source of your willpower, He also provides options. Interestingly, you need options in this challenging world. Incidentally, using your will builds a solid foundation under your life. Consider this. Each moment, you decide what kind of person you'll be the next moment based on what you do in the current moment. All these moments chain together to form your life. That can be good or not so good. So willpower helps you do the right thing. Let's talk about your skills list. It's time to take a look at the skills that you have. Everyone has skills, but what are yours? Incidentally, it's important every once in a while to remind yourself what you're good at. So now, right now, list your skill sets and think about how you've used them. Now ask yourself what you'd like to add to your skills list. Dream a bit. Yet be reasonable and practical. Thankfully, people continue to grow and learn all their life. So it's reasonable to increase your skills list. Perhaps it's something you've always wanted to pursue, but because of various circumstances, you couldn't. Perhaps now might be the right time. So, after deciding what you want to add to your skills list, next, ask yourself what you can do better. How can you push forward into better skills using your willpower? Equally, keep building your skills list into a powerful collection. And then the final thing you can do, the best skill to pursue is the ability to wield your will. This power supports all your skill sets. And interestingly, willpower is strengthened with use and practice. For example, willpower gives added oomph to complete a project, additional strategies to finish a task, ability to navigate less than desirable circumstances, courage to pursue goals with confidence, and resolve to trust God always. Willpower also strengthens hope. Let's talk about your willpower in this broken world. You are the only person on the planet who can use your will to accomplish anything. Powered by God, your will is a valuable resource. Solving problems, getting results, surviving a terrible loss, or maintaining balanced healthy living isn't always about changing your situation. That's good news, because many times you can't change your situation. Obviously, running away doesn't help. Similarly, pretending is unhealthy. So why not build your skills by wielding your willpower? Remarkably, God designed you to use discipline and resolve to strengthen willpower. Did you know you can develop willpower skills by learning to encourage yourself? It's true. In fact, Scripture supports this. There's a never-fail way to encourage yourself. And incidentally, the psalmist uses it to encourage himself numerous times. Listen to what he says. "Why, my soul, are you downcast? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise Him, my Savior and my God." Psalm 42, 5 and verse 11, and then Psalm 43, 5. So what's the takeaway from that verse? Number one, identify you need encouragement. That comes first. Second, immediately turn to God. Third, challenge yourself to think differently. Four, calm your soul in God. Fifth, deliberately put hope in God. Six, then praise Him no matter what. And then seven, eagerly watch what He will do. Be willing to wait for His timing. Let's go through that list one more time. The takeaway for how to encourage yourself is this. First, identify you need encouragement. Second, immediately turn to God. Third, challenge yourself to think differently. Fourth, calm your soul in God. Fifth, deliberately put your hope in God. Sixth, praise Him. And seventh, eagerly watch what He will do. Be willing to wait for His timing. Those are all things you can do. According to Colossians 2, verse 2, God wants you encouraged. Additionally, many of Paul's letters instruct to encourage others. You can encourage yourself and someone else. 2 Thessalonians 2, 16 and 17 says, "May our Lord Jesus Christ Himself and God our Father, who loves us and by His grace gives us eternal encouragement and good hope, encourage your hearts and strengthen you in every good deed and word." Eternal encouragement, good hope. Wow. And what's the source? Jesus Christ Himself. That's why Scripture encourages you to identify that you need encouragement, turn to God, think differently, calm your soul, put your hope in God, praise Him, and watch what He will do and wait. Encourage yourself and others in the Lord using willpower. This is discipline, plus it's resolve. Here are some application thoughts and questions over this content. The best way to become skillful using your willpower is to take responsibility for your power center. Partner with God to be the person He created. Consider these thoughts and questions. Number one, how good are your skills using your willpower? Number two, are you daily aligning your perspective with God's? Three, how faithful are you at getting into God's Word each day? Four, how about skills of getting God's Word into you in all scenarios? Five, how much pavement, concrete, or asphalt do you need to break through? Did you know you can do all things through God's help? Philippians 4:13. Six, are you exercising your skill of willpower, controlled responses, endurance, life balance, wisdom, positive perspective, healthy attitudes, and so on? Seven, do you eagerly expect to receive from God? 8. How often do you remind yourself of your skill sets? Do you use willpower to encourage yourself and others? And number 9, do you practice discipline and resolve? I invite you to follow us on your favorite social media. Do sign up on our email list to receive weekly articles. Plus, tune into our weekly podcast using your preferred podcast app or use our online player at the top of each article. Visit our website for resources to get into God's Word and live an alive and active life.
You've been listening to Brenda Wolf with Alive and Active Life. Visit our website at www.aliveandactivelife.org, your web-based home for resources, including books and ebooks, libraries of articles, podcasts, and more. As you navigate life's challenges and issues, sign up on our email list and subscribe to our podcast to stay current with the tools you need to be the person God designed, living an alive and active life.